Are you ready to create an organized and engaging learning environment where your students thrive? Well, you're in for a treat. In this video, I'll be sharing practical strategies, expert tips, and a whole lot of classroom must-haves to help you master the art of center management. Get ready to take your teaching game to the next level. Let's dive in.
Welcome to the Teaching Made Easy podcast, where it's all about simple systems that actually work so you can finally teach and give your students bigger impact in their learning. Teaching is hard, y'all, but what if I told you that sometimes we make it harder than it has to be? I'm Farah, CEO of Farah Henley Education and host of the Teaching Made Easy podcast. I've been an educator for almost 25 years, and to say I've seen a thing or two is an understatement. I know how much you pour your heart and soul into your students and your classroom, and I want to help you find some simple ways to have a bigger impact without breaking the bank or spending all your free time focused on school. You don't have to be a Pinterest teacher to be a great teacher, and that is what this podcast is all about. So grab your favorite beverage, head out on that walk, or just soak the day away in a bubble bath. But sit back and let's enter the world of teaching made easy.
What's kicking, educational rock stars? Welcome back to another episode of the Teaching Made Easy podcast, where I strive to bring you practical tips, inspiring stories, simple classroom systems that actually work, and expert insights to help you become a more effective and confident K-5 teacher. I'm your host, Farah, the Center Fairy, and in each episode, we'll explore the different aspect of teaching, from lesson planning and classroom management to student engagement and professional development. If this is your first time joining me here on the podcast, I'm so glad you found us here on your favorite podcast listening platform. This week, we're chatting all about center management. So grab a cup of coffee or your favorite beverage, your walking shoes, or just turn the volume up on your drive and get ready to be inspired and empowered. Let's dive in. Managing math and literacy centers in our classrooms is one of those must-haves that can make all the difference in creating a dynamic and engaging learning environment. These centers provide invaluable opportunities for students to delve into hands-on activities, foster independence, and reinforce essential skills. However, I know firsthand that managing them efficiently can sometimes feel like juggling multiple balls at once. But fear not. In this episode, I'm sharing some practical strategies and insights to help you master the art of managing math and literacy centers in your classroom. Managing centers effectively requires careful planning, organization, and a supportive classroom culture. These are just some strategies to consider. First, establish clear expectations. Set clear expectations for behavior, collaboration, and work completion during the center time. You need to communicate these expectations to your students and consistently reinforce them. Next, rotation of centers. Implement a rotation system that ensures all students have the opportunity to engage with different centers. Whether it's a predetermined schedule or a flexible rotation based on the student's needs, find a system that works for you and your students. Next, monitor student progress. Regularly monitor and assess student progress in each center to ensure that learning goals are being met. This can be done through observations, checklists, or quick assessments. My favorite is exit sheets. Now, effective organization contributes to the smooth workflow and maximizes student engagement. These are some tips for organizing your math and literacy centers. First, define learning objectives. Clearly define the learning objective and skills targeted in each center. This ensures that your center aligns to your curriculum goals and promotes specific learning outcomes. Next, arrange and organize your materials. Organize materials and resources for each center in a systematic manner. Use labeled bins, shelves, or storage units to make materials easy and accessible to students. Next, designate center areas. Create designated areas in your classroom for each center. Use visual cues such as signs or labels to clearly indicate the purpose of each area and help your students navigate independently. Now, one of the vital classroom must-haves when it comes to managing math and literacy centers is providing clarity in your center activities. As teachers, we want our students to be able to tackle these activities independently without constantly seeking our assistance. The key here is to design activities that are clear, engaging, and accessible to students of different abilities. To achieve clarity in center activities, I have found it helpful to use resources that are specifically designed for organizing center rotations. For instance, our guide, Three Steps to Organizing Your Center Activities, has been a game changer for me. It offers valuable insights and practical tips for getting your centers organized before you ever even start center activities and rotations with your students. You can find this guide by clicking the link in the description down below. Trust me, it's worth checking out. When selecting or designing activities for your centers, aim for those that follow predictable patterns and incorporate game-like elements. Think of these activities where the process is going to remain consistent, but the content and skills are going to change. This approach helps students develop a solid understanding of the expectations and allows them to navigate through centers with confidence. Remember, simplicity is key. By using activities that provide a familiar structure, students can focus on the content and skill acquisition rather than constantly deciphering new directions. Another critical must-have when managing math and literacy centers is ensuring functionality in your center management system. We all know the struggle of trying to conduct small group instructions while constantly being interrupted by students seeking help or clarification at our teacher table. That's where a well-designed and streamlined center management system comes into play. First and foremost, establish clear procedures and routines for every aspect of your center rotations. From entry and exit procedures to materials organizations, having a well-defined system in place allows your students to operate independently and minimizes disruptions at your teacher table. But here's the secret. Keep it stinking simple. Complicated rotation systems, elaborate check-in procedures, and an abundance of rules can overwhelm both you and your students, defeating the entire purpose of centers. Instead, focus on creating a system that is simple and easy to follow for your students. Clear communication, visual cues, and a sense of ownership can go a long way in making your centers function effectively. By clearly communicating your expectations, providing visual aids and labels, and fostering a sense of responsibility, you will empower your students to take charge of their learning during the center time. Consistency is the glue that holds your center management system together. It is an absolute classroom must-have when managing math and literacy centers. Maintaining a consistent approach ensures that your centers operate smoothly and it allows for seamless transitions between activities, even in the face of unexpected disruptions or schedule changes. To achieve consistency, it's essential to establish a daily routine for center time and stick to it as much as possible. Consistent routines provide students with a sense of structure and predictability, helping them feel secure and confident in their center activities. Regularly reinforce those expectations and procedures for centers and remind students of the importance of consistency. Encourage them to take ownership of their centers and hold themselves accountable for following the established routines. Additionally, plan ahead for potential interruptions or changes in the schedule. Having a backup plan in place ensures that your centers can continue to run smoothly even when unexpected events occur. Remember, consistency not only benefits the management of your centers, but also supports student learning. Students thrive in an environment where expectations are clear and consistent, allowing them to focus on their tasks and make the most of their center experiences. Thank you for tuning in to the Teaching Made Easy podcast. If you found today's episode helpful and are looking for more tips, strategies, and simple systems to make your teacher life easier, be sure to check out our other episodes on your favorite podcast listening platform. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and check the show notes for any links to any resources that are mentioned in today's episode. If you haven't already, we would greatly appreciate it if you could leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Your reviews help other educational rock stars like yourself find our show and have a greater impact on teachers and students around the world. We would also love it so much if we could hear from you, so please don't hesitate to shoot us a DM over on Instagram and let us know what you thought of today's episode. If you found it helpful, take a screenshot and share it out on Instagram, tagging us at Farrah Henley Education, and tag your teacher bestie so that they can benefit from the tips as well. Thanks for listening and keep being an educational rock star.
And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening to today's episode. You can find all the links mentioned in today's episode by clicking the link in the description to jump over to the show notes. I know your time is valuable as a teacher, and I am honored that you chose to spend a piece of it with me. Help other teachers like you find the podcast by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast listening platform. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you get notified when new episodes are available. Thanks again for listening, and most importantly, keep being educational rock stars.